He's always buying.
And lately, he's always here on Thursdays. Hey, Brian. Hey.
Howdy, John. How you doing?
How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. You know, today's been a fun and exciting day here at the shop.
Yeah, what was going on there? You saw something unusual.
Yeah, we had someone to come in, and they had actually a very rare dime, a 1916 D Mercury dime, which is the key to that complete set. Only 264,000 of those were minted, I believe, which is a very tiny number for the, you know, for that type of an issue.
The D stands for Denver, right?
That's correct.
I'm learning.
You are learning. But here was the thing. Somebody added the D to this coin.
Oh.
And, you know, I could very easily see the tooling marks that were showing that this D was actually added to this coin, of course, rendering it the only value it had to be the content of the silver at that point. But the interesting part was the lady that brought it in also had the original receipt from when it was purchased back in 1965.
Wow.
So this obviously was made, you know, that year or earlier. So counterfeits and you know, fake coins have existed forever.
For as time can be.
Forever.
And they're so good that to me or someone else just looking at it, it looks real. And then Brian the Cash Man. You don't always ruin people's dreams. You also buy great stuff. But it's
we
were just talking about this during the commercial break. Sometimes, even if it's not the news you want, it is a weight off people's shoulders of knowing exactly what they have, right?
We help a lot of people with that. Sometimes people just don't know. What do I do with this? Is this anything? And if it happens to not be anything, they know they can safely get rid of it or give it away. You know, that helps people, and that's, you know, something we like to do. Sometimes people come in, and they're shocked. They're like, that's worth how much? I'll take the money. I'll take the money.
Yeah,
now.
Right, right.
Money, money, money.
But there's a value even if it's not.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Because you got stuff, and you want to get rid of it, and that gives you the peace of mind that you can.
Peace of mind. Absolutely.
And what you like about that is not only do you give people that peace of mind, but now you've got someone that knows you. They know your store.
That's
correct. They know that the next thing. So it provides you that value, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
16 West Ogden in Westmont, 630-969-9600, your number. 312-981-7200 is our number. Call in right now. Text in right now. See what you got. We'll tell Brian to take a look at it or listen to what you've got. And he'll give us our best guess, at least right now. Of course, bringing it in is the best way to do it. Before we go any further, you mentioned family-run business, or I did in that little read. I got your son here. Hey, Vincent, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. How old are you, Vincent?
I'm 11.
Cool. You like looking at all the stuff that your dad does for a living?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. Well, thanks for joining the show today. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Okay. That's Vincent.
Yes, that's Vincent.
Okay. Well, you got some texts already coming on in. 312-981-7200 if you want to call in. We'd love that, too. Someone sent in pictures, which is always nice. It's like three sheets of baseball cards, football cards. I see and looks like an Ernie Banks there, a Ron Santo card.
And then there's Lou Brock. There's a Lou Brock rookie card, 1962 Tops.
And then a third sheet that looks like old baseball
old-timers cards.
But walk us through these, what you're looking at here.
So the last sheet that they sent in is a sheet of old-time players, but those cards, I believe, if I'm correct, were printed in 1991. So those are just simply reprints, not necessarily reprints of cards, but cards produced of old players, so it doesn't make it an
like
old
card. Like a commemorative pack or something.
You could call it that, yeah, absolutely.
What about the other ones?
So, but now the other ones you have, all the different football cards and so forth in there, and all the different baseball cards that they're showing here is definitely items that we would want to take a look at. You know, of course, condition is a very key or integral part for the value of them. But I can just visually see here, these are definitely cards I would be interested in taking a look at and making a purchase. It looks like they have a Mike Ditka card in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, definitely some nice stuff. Definitely like those older cards. That's what we're looking for.
And it's nice that they're in those plastic sheets. Doesn't guarantee perfectness, but right, that keeps it safer.
It does. It shows that somebody at least took the time to put it in something like that to prevent any further damage to the card. That's definitely key. And I noticed another question they had down here is, where do you get baseball cards authenticated? Well, we always recommend people bring in their cards if they have an interest in being or getting authenticated, because a lot of times we can preview the stuff for them and say, okay, hey, yes, this is worth sending in. This is not going to get what you think it's going to be, and we can help you with that ahead of time and then give you the right direction of which company you want to send it to as well.
That's right. 16 West Ogden in Westmont, 630-969-9600. Our number, 312-981-7200. We'll take more calls and texts, but first, Mary, how are we doing traffic and weather? Right now, we're with Brian, the Cash Man, America Cash, over at 16 West Ogden in Westmont. 630-969-9600 is your number, Brian. Someone will answer the phone there during business hours.
Yes.
And answer questions. So if you don't get one in today, you can call them tomorrow. Our number, 312-981-7200. Okay.
All right.
We've got a few. Let's go through these quickly. 847, M16 rifles. You guys really don't deal with the guns, right?
Not the firearms themselves. We do have a contact that we direct people to work with and so forth to liquidate the the antique type firearms, et cetera. But of course, there's items that usually when someone has that or inherit it from family, they'll have bayonets or uniforms or medals. And those kind of items I'm definitely always interested in purchasing, from the different military eras.
And don't even bring it in.
No, not the gun.
Okay,
The gun can stay home, but the other items can definitely bring them in.
All right. I have an early 1990s Twilight Zone wide body pinball machine in excellent condition. It works. It's original. What can it be worth, perhaps?
It sounds like it would be a 1993 Bally's pinball machine. And, being all original, everything fully functioning and so forth. And it just depends on the situation. That's a very large item, so it requires more effort, more energy in order to, sell an item like that. Because it's something that, you're not just going to call up UPS and, have it delivered.
Right.
Easily. Not that they can't do it. It just definitely requires more work to have something like that moved in at a higher cost. I mean, we've seen items like this sell, in the $3,000 to $5,000 range, and then and up. It just depends on what's happening at the auction at that time, what is demanded, what are people looking for. But these pinball machines are one of those items that sometimes you can surprisingly have a high value.
What about how would you even look at something like that?
Something like
would you take a picture?
We start with pictures, and then we'd have to go from there.
Right.
Yeah.
But you don't want them bringing the pinball machine in the store.
If they had that,
if they got the rig to do it.
If they had it easy enough for them to bring it in,
okay,
yeah.
Okay,
absolutely.
773, help! I'm drowning in fine art. One painting called The Three Clowns. It's from a Palmer House private collection from a French artist, Walter Philippe. I'm probably saying that name wrong. Signed, it's on the back. There's a stamp from the Palmer House private collection, donated in 1956 to a school. Now it's mine for the last 10 years. What do you think it's worth? Obviously, I don't know if you know specifically about that, but you deal with some art, right?
We do deal with a lot of different art. And art is very much an type of an item that is emotional. It's a feeling type of a purchase for a lot of people. I can tell you right that at this moment, clowns are out.
Okay.
no clowns. Clowns are not selling that well.
Let alone three of them.
Let alone three of them. So, again, it just depends on, when someone's selling it, what the interior decorators are utilizing to, outfit or fashion a new house. I mean, that really can have a direct bearing on the, mid-grade type art and so forth that's out there.
All right. At 773, by the way, I'm not making fun of the painting. The clowns actually are more clowns that I would like to see than the traditional ones that gave me nightmares.
Right.
But they're just not in right now.
They're just not. Not there. Sorry.
But this person says they're drowning in fine art, so maybe there's other photos.
There's definitely other stuff.
Pictures.
And it doesn't mean that it has no value.
Right.
It's just right now it's not as...
it's not a hot clown market.
It's not a hot clown market. It's
right.
Not moving fast.
Right.
So, and it doesn't mean that we wouldn't purchase it, but you remember the prices always reflect how quickly something can move.
Right. Let's go to Steve on the line. We were talking about guns earlier. Steve's got a more specific question. Steve, what do you got?
I've got an original rifleman's rifle. It must be 60 years old. It's a toy, and I was wondering if that had any value.
Toy rifle.
Oh, absolutely. The different toy rifles, and guns and so forth that was made for, the different Western characters, like, I believe, Tom Mix, who used to even broadcast on WGN.
Mm-hmm.
Items like that definitely do still have some value, condition being of utmost importance. It's definitely an item I would say bring it on in, Steve. We'll be happy to take a look at it for you.
Steve, you got a 630 area code. Where are you calling from?
Downers Grove.
Hell, no. Baby. Downers Grove. You know I'm from Downers Grove, Steve.
You're right next door to me.
Yeah.
Come on over.
I live in Downers Grove. Let's grab a drink sometime. We'll go over to AmeriCash. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
All right. There you go. 16 West Ogden and Westmont. Shout out to the DG. Okay. 847, I got two T-shirts from the Bulls championship days. Stuff like that. T-shirts. I mean,
there's definitely a market for it, but honestly, what I've noticed is they virtually have to be unworn. Mm-hmm. To really garner any kind of a value. I mean, they, you know, the Bulls are the Bulls, man, the greatest team ever in basketball. So when they won, they didn't just make one or two of these shirts.
Right.
They made tens of thousands of them. So there's a lot of them that do exist out there. You know, which shirt, what, you know, first three-peat, second three-peat, you know, it just depends. But they definitely do have value.
All right, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. 630-969-9600 is your phone number. We're just waiting for Iridian to get this caller on, and we'll get another one in. 16 West Ogden, are you guys open just general store hours is normally when you're on?
Yeah, we're here, you know, open 9 to 6 Monday through Friday and Saturdays from 9 to 4.
Let's go to Maria. Quickly, Maria, what do you got?
I got quarters from the different states, and I heard that, like, for instance, ones that is a bath, you know, bath those animals, that they are rare to get. And I was wondering their worth to go and have a value for it.
What do you think?
So there are very specific versions of that quarter that
Which
you're referring to. Well, they did
the state ones, I remember.
Yeah, there's, you know, specific errors might have some additional value. They did a 70th anniversary for World War II, a special stamp on the coin. Those do have some additional value. Certain finishes might have an extra value and so forth. It's something you could definitely bring in. I'll be happy to take a look at it for you.
All right, let's see if we can get one more in. Dave, we got like 30 seconds. What do you got?
I got Jesse Owens' autograph, the original.
Jesse Owens?
Yeah, in 1957, Chicago Daily News Relays. I have it framed. I sat in the box with him. We were in the Daily News Midget Relay.
Wow.
And he invited us up there. He didn't put a name on it. He just said, best wishes, Jesse Owens, and I have it framed.
That's amazing.
That's a fantastic piece, and if you ever have an interest in selling it, I am definitely a buyer.
773, Dave, where are you from?
Forest Park.
No, not too far. You can drive over to Westmont. Just take a look at it. You never know.
Absolutely.
Where are you at? Where are you at in Westmont?
16 West Ogden Avenue in Westmont. Okay? AmeriCash, okay. Coin and Jewelry. Call them 630-969-9600. Brian the Cash Man, as always, a pleasure to see you, my friend.
Always great to see you, John.
We'll talk again soon. Anyone that didn't get on the line, just call the store tomorrow. 630-969-9600.